This podcast has been a long time coming, but welcome to Breaking Social Stigmas with Amanda Stanley. I've been wanting to relaunch this podcast for a while now, and I had a couple other things in the works, and I just kept putting it off. And I realized that it doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be exact. It's probably still going to be pretty messy. But we're going to talk a lot about mindset. We're going to talk about breaking through those social boxes that have kept us small for far too long in our lives. We're going to talk a lot about how to create the life of our dreams and how to really just start to define what that even means for us. And what really started this passion was the fact that I felt so closed off in a box for so much of my life. And I grew up far too quickly in my life. And when I did the whole go to school, get good grades, go to college, do really good, get full-time jobs, get another job because couldn't afford life with a full-time job, I was still unhappy and unfulfilled. And then when I became a mom, I realized how much society puts on us to play small in our lives. I realized how much society says, go do these things. But then we just end up living in survival mode and we end up losing ourselves, especially as moms. We lose ourselves, we lose our identities, and we become just mom, just wife, take care of the house, cook, clean, do all the things. We don't pursue greater passions in life. And this is not just for moms, but I know as a mom, it's so common in society. And I don't have a podcast intro yet. And I did not even plan on relaunching this today, but I knew that I needed to because sometimes in life we need to do things messy. These episodes are going to be anywhere between 5-10 minutes long and maybe even longer than that, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I'm going to have a variety of long and short. I love long podcasts, but I also love short, straight to the point podcasts that you can just take with you, listen first thing in the morning and use that as inspiration for your day. I'm not here to just motivate you to feel good. I'm here to inspire you to take action. So I was talking on live video yesterday about, are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? And sometimes in our lives, we have it really good and things are really great. And then all of a sudden things turn to crap. And we're actually the cause of that. We're so addicted to the chemicals of chaos. We're addicted to survival mode. That's all we're ever used to, survival mode, that we forget what it's like to thrive. And some of us don't even know what it's like to thrive. What happens when things get a little bit too comfortable in our lives? They're a little bit too still. We start to create chaos. How many times are things going really good with you and a significant other, you and your spouse? And all of the sudden, one of you just starts arguments. Probably you, because if you're anything like me, it's me. It's me. I'm the problem. That is because we thrive in chaos. And we talk so much about how we're so good at thriving in chaos, how we're so good at multitasking. But then we also sit and complain about it. We complain about our lives. We complain about where we are at. We complain about our relationship with our spouse. We complain about all these things. But yet we talk about how good we are surviving in chaos, how good we are trying to manage all the things and wear all the hats. So this podcast is going to teach you how to start breaking free from those stories, how to start breaking free from the stories that have kept you small for far too long, have kept you down for far too long. There's no sugarcoating here. This is going to be raw and real. This is going to be calling you out on your BS. This is going to be something that will break you free, allow you to create a new identity for yourself, allow you to step into that identity that has always been sitting there waiting for you. You've just been too scared to step into. As a mom, it is very easy to sit there and just be complacent. Take care of our kids. Take care of everything else. Take care of the bills. Take care of the house. It's time to start stepping in and start taking care of ourselves. Start stepping in to the next level version of ourselves that is a powerful AF businesswoman that is taking charge of our lives and going after larger goals. Whether you want to travel the world with your family, or maybe you want to get that farm that you've always been hoping to get, the white picket fence, the farm, the cows, the horses, the chickens, or you're just looking to feel powerful in your lives, to be feel empowered, to understand that you're not just the hats that you wear, but that you have an identity, that you have something inside of you to give, some power inside of you to give, value inside of you to give to the world. This isn't for people who want to stay complacent in life. This isn't for people who are looking to just be comfortable. This is for people who are looking to grow, who are looking to step into that version. Society is going to keep you small. It's going to say that money doesn't grow on trees, and that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And that is a load of BS. It is a story that has been passed on for generation to generation, keeping us small in our little boxes, in our little homes. This podcast is no longer just some business tips and some homeschool tips, but we will cover that. But this is really to level up in your life. This is really to take charge of your life, take action, give you specific action steps that you can use on a day-to-day basis to start understanding what your vision is for you and your family in your life. We don't talk about burnout strategies here. We don't talk about just throwing things to the wall and seeing what sticks. We talk about how to actually step into powerful CEO energy. How to actually create harmony between a career, whether you're a business owner or whether you work outside the house or whether you're just aspiring to do something for yourself and your family, and how to create that harmony. Because it's not about balance. It's about creating harmony. Far too many people chase after balance and then they lose their minds trying to create it. When you learn how to create harmony between the things that you're passionate about, between the things that you're pursuing in your own career, in your own life, with your family, and involving your family and meshing the two together, that's when everything starts to ebb and flow. Welcome to the new podcast episodes. This is going to be absolutely fire. We are relaunching this strong. Stay tuned. Make sure that you're following me. I'm going to have all the bells and whistles figured out on this, but I have put this off for far too long and I don't want to put it off any longer. So I love you guys. I appreciate you, and let's grow together.